Take off your clothes. Shut the fuck up. I've had a shit day and I don't want to hear it. You can get naked or you can get the fuck out. But whatever you decide, you don't need to talk about it. That's what I thought. This is the part you like anyway, right? The part that actually holds your interest. Shut the fuck up. That was rhetorical. I'm not interested in whatever bullshit line you're about to feed me because you think that's what I want to hear. This is what you wanted. You made it this way. I want you to remember that. Lie down on the bed. I'm not going to tie you up for now, but you do not get to put your hands on me. Not if you understand. Good. You can touch yourself all you like. In fact, I want you to. I want you to get yourself nice and hard for me. But you're not allowed to come unless I say so. Not if you understand. Good. Well, what are you waiting for? Go on. You don't get to lie there looking pitiful with a limp dick when what I want is a thick, hard cock splitting me open. Do you think you can give me that, at least? Or do I need to call someone else? That's more like it. Do you like it when I'm a bitch? When I treat you like an object? Or was that burst of enthusiasm at the thought of me finding someone else to give me what you won't? Not can't, won't. See, I think it's an issue of will, not skill. You're capable of it. You just can't be fucking bothered. Until I tell you to shut the fuck up and do as you're told like a good little fuck toy, or else I'll find a more reliable replacement. Then suddenly you're falling all over yourself to give me what I ask for. I don't want to hear it. Save your bullshit excuses. The next time you speak, I am taping your fucking mouth shut. Not if you understand. Good. Now, take your hands off your dick and grab the headboard. Do not let go. If you let go, this is over. Yeah, I see you licking and biting your lips. You're not subtle. Honestly, I considered writing your face, but you know what? You like that even more than I do, and this isn't about you. This isn't about what you like or want or need. It's about what I like, what I want, what I need, and it's about me taking those things. So I'm going to straddle you like this, and I'm going to put the head of your cock right up against my hot, wet pussy. Can you feel it? How scalding hot I am. How my juices are practically dripping down your shaft from where my tight little cunt is just barely kissing the head. Don't you dare move a muscle. What if I just rocked my hips back just a touch, like this? Let just the tip of your dick sink inside me. Fuck, that feels good. Can you feel me clenching? That delicious squeezing around you. Do you want to feel it all the way down your cock? All the way to the base? Well, I don't care what you want. I could spend hours like this, fucking myself with just the tip of your cock, because it feels good, and because I'm enjoying that desperate fucking look on your face. Do you not like being my personal sex toy? Do you not like me using you to get off? What's that like? Oh, now you're starting to get it. told you the next time you spoke, I was going to tape your mouth shut. Do you think I'm fucking around here? There. Not as pretty that way, but you must lie in the bed you've made. I hope you understand how serious I am. I'd hate for you to try and test me by letting go of that headboard. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Enough teasing. I'm going to sit down. All the way down on this fat cock and ride it until I come. Oh. Because that's what you're good for, isn't it? That's your raison d'être. You've been doing a piss poor job of meeting any of my other needs, but at least you can get your dick hard, hmm? Well, it's something, I suppose. Now, I know you like it when I bounce on your cock, like all the ridiculous porn you watch. But I think we've established that your preferences are irrelevant here, haven't we? So instead, I'm going to roll my hips like this and grind against you the way I like. Being able to get that pressure on my clit just right. Without any extra effort is the only reason I'm using you instead of one of my other toys. Because that's what you are right now. A toy. A thing. An object. A device with which to pleasure myself. Perhaps I've been too lenient with you. Perhaps that's why you've forgotten your place. Why you've gotten ideas above your station. Why I'm forced to remind you. And even this is more than you deserve. I hope you recognize that. And I hope you're enjoying it, because this will be the last time I fuck you. At least until you can earn a spot back in my good graces. I will give you that opportunity. I'm not completely heartless. Are you grateful for my mercy? Still, I'll move how I want to be moved. I'm gonna go brush my teeth and get ready for bed. You can come now, if you want. Or don't, I don't care. But I want you out of my bedroom when I get back. I don't keep my toys in bed once I'm done with them. A good pet would probably stay and sleep on the couch so that they could be ready to serve and make themselves useful at a moment's notice, but that decision is yours. Lock the door behind you if you leave.